Second paper. Teens fight for healthier air. Page 9.
When Juan Hernandez moved to West Oakland, California, his asthma became so bad that he had to give up his favorite sport, running. Hernandez, 17, thought it was his own personal problem, but he soon discovered otherwise. Sent by their environmental law teacher on a toxic tour of their neighborhood, Hernandez and his classmates walked around making notes about what they saw and smelled and how they felt. A few blocks from school, Hernandez passed a metal recycling plant that smelled nasty. It was an aha moment. I said to myself, I'm living in this place that has some of the worst pollution in all of Oakland, and I've got to do something about it. He did. With support from the state of California and two environmental organizations, Hernandez and his classmates tested the air outside their school and found elevated levels of heavy metals, including nickel and lead. When the students held a news conference to announce their findings, the event captured the attention of local residents, politicians, and the media, as well as of the metal recycling plant, which has since cleaned up metal debris from the area. Hernandez is one of a growing number of young people from disadvantaged neighborhoods who are becoming environmental activists. There are more than 1,500 programs for young activists today, up from only a handful 20 years ago. Many of the programs target air pollution, a problem which disproportionately affects low-income neighborhoods and is a major cause of asthma. A 2007 study found that hazardous waste facilities, a major source of pollution, are much more likely to be located in poor neighborhoods with large minority populations than in more affluent white neighborhoods. As interest in youth activism and environmental justice has grown, so has funding for the programs. For example, 18-year-old Erica Fernandez from Oxnard, California, received funds to organize a protest against the construction of a natural gas facility on the coast near her home. Her father suffers so badly from asthma that he keeps an oxygen tank at home to help him breathe. That's what motivated me, Fernandez says. The protest attracted more than 3,000 people, including 300 students, and eventually led to the cancellation of the natural gas project. Another group of young people working with an environmental organization succeeded in closing one of California's dirtiest power plants and erecting a public park on the site. 25 years ago, there were very few who would give money to young people to do something like that, says Robert Bullard, director of an environmental resource center. While such victories are impressive, the true importance of youth activism lies in empowering young people to become agents of change in their communities. Ina Bendich, Hernandez's teacher, says that she wants to help her students feel more empowered. Kids of color living in poverty feel less connected to the system, she says. My ultimate goal is to show kids that government really is for everyone and that their concerns are as important as any other citizen's. Lesson learned.